This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Major hospitals in northern Gaza stood at the center of Israel's war against Hamas on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says Israel has said doctors, patients, and thousands of evacuees who've taken refuge at the hospitals in North Gaza must leave so it can destroy what it says are Hamas command centers under and around them.
Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa, and another major one, El Quds, both said they were suspending operations on Sunday. At El Shifa, Palestinian officials says three premature babies had died and dozens more were at risk from lack of electricity. Israel's army spokesperson Daniel Hagari announced on Saturday that it was ready to evacuate babies from Gaza's largest hospital on Sunday.
The staff of the Shifa hospital has requested that tomorrow we will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital. We will provide the assistance needed.
But Palestinian officials say they had not been told how to get the babies to safety.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says thousands took refuge at Al-Shifa Hospital. Thousands more are now fleeing south to escape the worst of the fighting. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Thousands turned out on Sunday to march against anti-Semitism in Paris. After days of bickering by political parties over who should take part and a surge in anti-Semitic incidents across France. Tensions have been rising in the French capital, which is home to both a large Jewish and a large Muslim community. This is VOA News. Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine in an attempt to gain ground near two key frontline cities. We'll get an update on this now from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counter-offensive that so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. A colonel general writes in a Telegram update, toward Bakhmut, the Russians have become more active and are trying to recapture previously lost positions. Enemy attacks, though, are being repelled. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The incident came after tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Amsterdam, calling for more action to tackle climate change in a mass protest just 10 days before a national election. Climate activist Greta Thunberg addressed the crowd.
We are not standing on the brink of a catastrophe. We are living in it.
She was briefly interrupted on Sunday after she invited a Palestinian and an Afghan woman on stage at the protest. A man came on stage, took her microphone, and said he had come for a climate demonstration and not a political point of view. The U.S. city of San Francisco has a huge Chinese-American population in a very famous Chinatown section. Members of the Chinese-American community in San Francisco are preparing to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping, who will be in the U.S. city beginning on November 14th for a China-U.S. summit and the 30th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting. Among them, Ding Li, president of the Chinese Consolidation Benevolent Association.
Chinese-American, we just in the middle. We try to our homeland get strong and confidence, and we try to United States got a good relationship with China, and then it's a both win case.
San Francisco has the oldest Chinatown in North America. For over a century, the thriving community has been a demonstration of the longstanding people-to-people ties between China and the U.S. Dogs in Nepal were decked with marigold garlands and bright vermilion paint on Sunday, celebrating a day dedicated to them. Kukar Tihar, the second day of the five-day Tihar festival, reserved for worshiping dogs. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.